So we thank you again for being a part of the day. It is a Wednesday, the 20th, Building Our Future program. As we talk to you economically development-wise each and every Wednesday, one of our big people and sponsors and friends has been Baptist Hospital North Mississippi. Administrator and CEO Bill Henning is on with us now. Mr. Henning, welcome to the show. I hope things are as good as they can be for you in this crazy time.
Well, we are doing well here. A lot of changes over the last several months. A lot of adaptations to the new environment. But we're doing well and continue to be grateful that we can serve the community.
As we were talking before, you know, getting here on the air, I've spoken with people from the Cancer Center, and then we have talked on the emergency side of things about how things are being handled in COVID-19 and how some people may actually not be coming to the emergency room or weren't for a while because they were scared of coronavirus. And so I want to get from your perspective as administrator and CEO the ways that you are still at Baptist Hospital North Mississippi helping prevent the spread of COVID to patients who are coming in for procedures and maybe staying in the hospital afterwards.
Well, that has always been a big concern of ours, particularly recently. We have had several instances that we know of patients that have not come to the hospital when they should, when they had signs of either a stroke or a heart attack. They put it off because they were scared about, you know, the hospital and could they potentially catch the virus. So we've been really trying to encourage people that we've put a lot of things in place to prevent patients or visitors or our own staff from, catching the coronavirus. That we follow a lot of all the CDC guidelines. We've done things that people have seen in the community, such as we limit visitation. Everybody that comes into the facility now wears a mask. Patients that are coming here for elective procedures, they come 48 hours beforehand. We do a COVID-19 test on that patient. We get those results back before they come in for their procedure. That way, if they have the procedure, then if it's something that can be delayed, we will delay it. If it's something that can't be delayed, then we will go and we use full protective gear for both the patient and for our staff so that they don't spread what they might have. We test all of our inpatients that are here in the hospital. So doing a lot of different things to try to make sure we limit the chances for either a patient, our staff, somebody who might be with the patient from catching the virus while they're here at the hospital. We like to try to think that the hospital is probably one of the safest places you could be right now during this time.
And you mentioned it, Mr. Henning, and I had this discussion with Dr. Waller, who was on last month. You know, this, when I had him on, it was shortly after, you know, some of the tornadoes and things had come through, and I had a tree down in a couple of locations, and my whole thought process was, do I really need to take that chainsaw and get out there and risk this and then have to go to an emergency room without really thinking what you just said, that your hospital and other hospitals are probably the safest places we could be at this point in time.
And I would agree with that. We have done a lot. We follow the, CDC guidelines. In some cases, we're going above and beyond those guidelines, really making a very, very strong effort to limit the potential spread of the virus to basically anybody that's in this building or on our campus. We take very seriously the safety of our patients, any guests that might be with them, any visitors, and our staff. And we think it's very, very important to watch over them and really taking a lot of steps to try to prevent the potential spread. One other example, for instance, is we do have coronavirus patients in the hospital, but we cohort them or limit them to one particular area of the hospital where their potential opportunity to spread the virus is very limited because we put them in one place where only those types of patients are. And so we're really able to limit the potential exposure and then making sure we follow both universal precautions and just all the other things we've put in place to make sure that that opportunity for potential spread is very, very limited but for anybody in this building.
One of the difficult decisions that you've had to make and others in your capacity have had to make is about family members who want to be with a patient, you know, in the hospital, and how many could be there or at some point could not be there. And I know that was difficult. How are you still going about that as far as family members are concerned?
Yes, we're still following the same guidelines that we put into place about 2 months ago. Very severely, and I hate to say it that way, but it's the best way I can do it, is we're severely limiting the number of visitors or guests that can come into the building. And we're doing it for the safety of the patients. The less opportunity for person-to-person transmission, the better. Therefore, we're really limiting the number of patients that come in, I mean, the number of our visitors that can come in. Those that do come in, that are allowed in, have to be screened. So we take their temperature. We ask them a series of questions based on the CDC guidelines. And really just, we've had to say no to some people. And that's been very difficult with some very difficult situations. But we really are looking out for the safety of our patients. And one of the best ways we can do that is by limiting visitation.
Is there any difference in a person's age? In other words, are you taking different precautions or doing different things for children as compared to adults?
No, we're really following the same precautions with everybody, whether they're, you know, whatever their age is. For instance, anybody coming in for a elective procedure, we are doing the COVID-19 testing on. Now, if let's say it's an infant or a very, very young child that cannot tolerate the test, what we'll do then is we basically at that point presume, even they probably don't have it, we presume or take the precautions as if they did have the virus, and that way we're able to limit the potential of that exposure just by using the precautions we would on somebody that has it. We'll do it on that person that we haven't been able to test to make sure that those opportunities for spread of the virus are limited. So doing pretty much the same thing for everybody unless they just absolutely cannot tolerate it. And then we take the precautions we would as if they had the virus.
We're talking with Mr. Bill Henning, administrator and CEO of Baptist Hospital, North Mississippi. So with that, we've talked patients, we've talked people. You've mentioned your staff and concerns for them. And we have seen the doctors, the nurses, and surgeons in pictures and in different things, and we commend them for what they do. But how are they protecting themselves? How are you protecting your staff from COVID-19?
Well, one of the things that I do want to say first is I am very proud of the staff here. This is a very courageous group of people that we talk about within Baptist Health System about service above self, and they've truly shown that over the last several months of the things that they've done that have really been just it just makes